Hello there. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm Colleen Klimczak, Certified Professional Organizer. I own Peace of Mind Professional Organizing, LLC. Since 2003, I've been helping my clients live better lives through organizing and organizational and productivity coaching. In addition to organizing and coaching, I support my clients with a weekly newsletter, a weekly accountability and productivity session through professional speaking, blogging, and podcasting. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Every week this May, I have shared on my newsletter and podcast a different theme around structures to support our mental health. In coaching, we talk about essential structures with our clients. Broadly, essential structures are those pieces and parts of our lives that support us in living a life that works for us. Those structures come in four areas: support, self-knowledge, action, and education. In addition, did you know that May is also Shift Your Work Schedule Month? And since we've talked in May already about routines and habits and support and metrics, let's also talk about support and action in terms of our schedule. Here's another did you know item. Did you know that I am a liturgical musician? I sing and play the flute, and I run one of my parish's choirs. And in rehearsal with my choir on Sunday morning, we were all chatting. Many of us have college students who have moved home for the summer. We had many chuckles and some commiseration around making a shift to having our young adults back home. And I want to acknowledge it's an adjustment for us as parents, surely, but also certainly for our young adults. And at the other end of that spectrum, I worked with a client the other day, and her little ones were wrapping up their preschool, kindergarten, and second grade school years. So obviously she is also adjusting for the summer. May invites us to rethink and reimagine things. For example, in May of 2022, the Klimczak family celebrated multiple transitions. One son graduated from college, one got engaged, and one graduated from high school. In addition, two started new jobs in May, and one started a new job in June. That's a pretty big deal, and many Mays have us in those same situations. And this isn't just a time of adjustment for students and parents. For all of us, it's an opportunity to check in on how we spend our time, make sure that we're spending it how we want to spend it, and be intentional with how we want to spend it. So, my question to you this week is, look now, is there anything you want to do this year and this summer? I personally have two factors that I'm looking at as I consider my summer schedule. The first is a phrase I read sometime in the last few weeks in an ad, and it was to savor summer. I love that, right? I want to savor my summer. That sounds great. As I'm looking at our schedule for the next 3 or 4 months, with that in mind, I can look at June, for example. We have a weekend celebrating both families in two states for Father's Day. July brings us my son and daughter-in-law-to-be's bridal shower and a week away on vacation. In August, my youngest will get ready and move back to college. And then September is the wedding. So obviously, I have things to savor this summer as I look ahead. In addition, as I have listened to personal development podcasts over the last week, I've been reminded to focus, too, on needle-moving activities or difference-making activities. I like that idea, the focus on activities that will actually move me forward in the next week, in the next month, in the next quarter, and in the next year, really. So again, a reminder to make time to do what is important. So those two factors I will consider: savor summer, right? And focus on difference-making activities. So I will have those two factors in my mind as I rethink my schedule for the next few months. And just as an aside, if you are a parent, I'm adding resources to, in this week's newsletter and for the next couple, more hands-on advice to help us through the end of the school year and beginning of summer transition. So if you haven't already, hop over to my website at peaceofmindpo.com and subscribe to my weekly newsletter so you can receive all the resources I have to offer. So, back to today's topic. The article that I'm reading about today is about National Revise Your Work Schedule Month. I work with clients on their work schedules, but that doesn't always translate well for an article. Mainly because I'm not going to presume to tell you how to do your work, as certainly you know your industry better than I do. And I won't presume to give you specific advice around your day-to-day schedule. However, we can look at this idea, this revising your work schedule idea, from an organizational coaching perspective. So when it comes to reconsidering our schedule, we first need to acknowledge the shift in seasons. Spring is here and summer is close. This new season just feels different, more energetic. And for many of us, years of school as a student or parent, or perhaps even a teacher or professor, have us trained to feel the change at the end of the school year. May always just feels like a transition time for me. And the shift to summer often calls us to make some changes in our work schedule around our families, events, or vacation time. So let's consider how to work some summer into our work routine. So first up, we want to plan some away from work time, right? Did you know, statistically, we get almost as much enjoyment from thinking about and planning a vacation as we do with the actual vacation? Planning a vacation boosts mood and decreases stress. So set your intention this week. Perhaps a go-away vacation, maybe a staycation, maybe just days off to pursue personal or home projects, right? So get those on the calendar for the next 3 or 4 months this week. We can also think about summer. We can bring summer to work with us. So maybe we switch from hot coffee to an iced tea as our morning go-to caffeine kick. Maybe we bring in a hand lotion to your desk that smells like the beach. Maybe we, bring in a handful of picked garden flowers, or we switch to salads and fresh fruit for lunch, right? There's all kinds of ways that we can bring summer to work with us. We also want to look for ways to walk in the sun. So when I talk with my clients with ADD, there is something called green therapy, which just means getting out in nature. Everyone benefits from some green in your day. So looking for ways to walk in the sun, I was speaking with a coaching client recently and we were brainstorming about working more movement and sunlight into her workday. She mentioned a nearby park where she ate lunch the other day while enjoying the beautiful view. So really, take the long way back to the office, take some walk outside at lunchtime, however that looks for you. Next up, we can think about how to change up our daily routines. So think about what feels like summer to you and then make some room for that in your day-to-day. First up, let's let in the sun. In the summer, I start my day really early with a walk and sometimes outside watering and puttering in my garden. It is energizing yet peaceful, and I love it as a way to start my day before things get too busy or the sun gets too hot. You can also check out the days and times of like a local farmer's market in your area. That feels like summer to me, right? Stopping and browsing for a few minutes between client appointments and picking up something fresh for dinner. Sometimes in summer, I will drive home from appointments purposely through the area forest preserves and roll down my windows to enjoy the sights and smell of nature, maybe even stop and take a walk around. In addition, we also change up our menu plans in the summer for packed lunches and for dinner. We don't turn on the oven much at all, and we rely heavily on grilling and salads. That always feels like summer to me. So this week, again, my challenge to all of us is to be intentional with how to shake up our schedule this month and this summer, making sure that we're working in all of those things, whether personal or professional, that we want to do for the summer. This type of productivity conversation is one I have with some of my clients regularly. If you'd like to explore coaching for organizing and productivity, drop me a line via email at Colleen@peaceofmindpo.com or message me through any of my social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you next week.